Has your wife worked?
Does she work?
Or has she?
No. She's a housewife. She's never worked.
Also a member of the church?
No, she's a member of the Baptist Church. Missionary Baptist Church.
And how about her formal education?
You finished the 8th grade?
Yeah.
About the 8th grade.
Will you tell me how old you are, too?
Oh, yeah, I'm 66.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I'm 10 years and 10 days older than she is.
Okay. But her mother was born around that Flutown.
Flutown, that's right. She was born in Flutown. That was a pretty good community one time. They had a school there. And there was mine works there, taking that ore out of the mountain there, you know.
What kind of, what was it, iron ore? Or
no, it is what we call, what they call a Barthes. It's hard something. I don't know what to use it for, really. I don't know. Her father worked. He was worked as a blacksmith. He kept drills sharpened and things like that, you know.
I see. Interesting. Now, say, I'd like to ask you. We'll just get into some of the stuff about the farm. How would you mind describing that farm that you your father's farm that you what how it was laid out? How about just starting out with the building?
The building. Yeah, I'm sorry. It just burned down a few nights ago. It was an, I wish you could have seen it.
Is that right?
Yes, the man bought it. He was keeping it, you know, preserving it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a week or 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, it burned down.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Been empty, been sitting there without anything in it for 15 years.
That was a farmhouse?
It was a farmhouse. The one end of the house was log.
Mm-hmm.
And there had been two frame rooms built onto it. And we seven children were raised in those three rooms. We boys, the kitchen and dining room was that log room on the north end of the house. And it was a big room. And we boys slept on two corded beds. You know what a corded bed is?
Is that made with a rope?
Ropes, that's right. I've helped my mother tighten the ropes, cord them. We call it cording the beds, you know.
Uh-huh.
I've helped her do it a minute of time. See, they'd sag after so long a time. Well, we boys slept in those two beds in there. We had straw ticks. We had straw in our bed ticks. We slept on straw. I was raised like that. Never had anything else till I was grown.
Would you mind just, would you kind of draw a rough sketch of how the rooms were laid out in
that
house?
Yes, I can do it. They're just straight rooms. You might want to draw them here.
That's right, yeah. Just
well, now, just come just like this, and like this, and here, and here, and here's that old big log house. And here's a room in between, and here's where we lived, right here. And father and mother occupied this, the girls here, and we boys in here.
I see. Now, did you have anything up above that? Was there any kind of a space up above the...
No, just the roof. Come right down to the... We had a porch, of course.
Yeah. What was that like, and where was the porch? Was that
well, the porch is on the front here. I'm not a good hand to draw.
That's okay. That's just fine.
The porch was right here on the front, you know, as long as the house was, like that. And there was two big chimneys. They were brick up here. And then this end here was a big
there's
brick chimney.
Oh,
yeah, there's a picture of son Drew.
Is that right?
I'd like for you to see it. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it.
In Texas.
Oh, isn't that nice?
He painted it. Our son painted
it.
That's just exactly like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's ever saw the old house would recognize that.
Uh-huh.